Hey guys, this is the Hardball Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I will give you a small hint as to what item that is. That's right, guys. The Hardball Company is once again selling the accessible power banks. Now, quick backstory on this. We started our company in 2014. And in 2016, we actually found these accessible power banks and actually was the first company in the blind community to sell these. We took these to the NFB convention in 2016. They were a huge hit. We have sold a ton of these over the years, but unfortunately, there was a problem with the power bank that it was reporting certain amounts of capacity when really it was almost dead. So what would happen is you would hit the button on the side and it would give you three beeps to let you know that there was 75% capacity left in the power bank. But then whenever you plugged it in to charge up your device, it was basically dead. So it was giving you three beeps when there was really, when it was saying there was 75% when there was really only like 0% left in the power bank. So it was upsetting my customers and I had to quit selling this because the company would not address the problem. So that is why we quit selling this accessible power bank several years ago. After that, some other companies in the blind community started selling the power banks regardless of the problem they were having. So, that's up to them. You know, of course, that's not our standard, so that's why we quit selling them. Jump forward to 2024, and I was contacted by the company. They did let me know they have redesigned the power bank, and that problem has been corrected. So I got one of these to try. I've been testing it out over the last couple weeks, and I'm happy to report that they have, at least from what I can tell, they fixed the problem, and now it doesn't do that. It definitely works like it should. So now we are reselling these, or we are selling these again. I guess I should say not reselling them, but we are selling them once again. They have been redesigned with two different capacities. Back when I was selling these, they had the 15,000 milliamp capacity. I'm trying to think if that was the only size they had. I'm pretty sure. Now they've got a 10,000 and a 20,000 milliamp capacity. Now, of course, all charging amounts are subjective depending on what device you're charging, depending on if you're using that device while you're charging it. So just depending on a lot of things. But on an average, 10,000 milliamp is going to give you approximately three charges like for an iPhone. Now, of course, I'm not saying three charges with everything because with an iPad, you're going to maybe get two charges out of that or a charge and a half. An iPad has a huge battery. With an iPhone, most iPhones, you're probably going to get about three charges out of that. Maybe some iPhones, you might get four. And then some iPhones you might get two, so like the Big Mac phones and so forth. Also, this will do other things, Bluetooth devices, Bluetooth speakers, earpieces, headphones, Victor streams, Braille displays, Apple Watches, like I mentioned, iPads, Android devices, Android phones, blind stream phones. So just about anything you want to throw at it. But of course, the charging amounts will vary depending on the device. So just know that. You can't just say this is going to give every device three charges or every device two charges. It just doesn't work like that. So let's talk about both of these. Now, this is completely accessible to the visually impaired as it will give you a tone or a vibration to let you know how much juice is left in the battery. So one tone or one vibration is going to be 25%. Two tones or two vibrations is going to be 50%. Three tones or three vibrations is going to be 75%, and then four tones or four vibrations is going to be 100%. That's just a rough amount, but it's better than nothing. And this also does have a screen on it as well, so people with vision can use these if they so desire. It does have a screen that will show the capacity remaining and things like that. So both batteries are going to be fairly small. The 20,000, of course, is going to be a little bit larger. It is 10,000, of course, is going to be the slimmest power bank of the two. The 10,000 is going to be equivalent to the size of an iPhone. So you're talking about half an inch thick at the thickest point and about 6 inches long and about 2 inches wide, maybe just a tad over 2 inches wide. So that is the 10,000 milliamp, and that one is going to be very lightweight, very slim, and that would be a really nice power bank for portability purposes. The 20,000 is my favorite just because I like to have more power on my power bank. 10,000 is going to be great for a lot of people, but I do myself, I like the 20,000. So the 20,000 is going to be thicker than the 10,000. So instead of a half inch thick, the 20,000 is going to be pretty much a full inch thick. And then as far as the weight goes, I forgot to mention the 10,000. You're talking probably about 6-7 ounces, maybe 8 ounces at the most. The 20,000, you're probably talking about 11 ounces, 12 ounces, that kind of thing. Actually, let's just do an official weigh-in. Let's see how close I am on this. I always like to see how good I am on guessing weight because I've been doing this for so long. I tend to do pretty good on guessing weight. So let's see how we did. So let me get my talking scale powered up here. So I'm going to say the 10,000 is probably about 7 ounces. Let's see how good I did.
7.3.
Ooh, look at that. I need to be one of those weight guessers at the circus or at the fair. Okay, so I was 0.3 ounces off on that. I guess 7 ounces and it's 7.3. The 20,000, I'm going to guess that this is going to be probably closer to... I'm going to say maybe 13 ounces.
12.6 ounces.
Ooh, I was close. 12.6. So there you go, guys. I was close. So 10,000, 7 ounces. 20,000, 12 ounces. 12.6 to be exact. 7.3 and 12.6. So 20,000 is going to be about an inch thick. It's going to be a little bit shorter than the 10,000. Actually, let's see. Nope, I'm sorry. It's exactly the same. So it's going to be about the same, 6 inches long. It's going to be just, it is a little bit skinnier from left to right. So instead of 2 inches wide like the 10,000, actually, the 10,000 is probably about 2 inches. This 20,000 is going to be probably right at 2 inches. And the 10,000 is going to be like 2.25 inches. So they're both very similar dimensions. Just the thickness and the weight is going to be a little different. So 20,000 is going to give you double the amount, of course. But they're both going to give you the same ports. So on the end where the ports are, with the screen of the power bank facing up, and there is plastic covering the screen just to protect it, so you'll want to peel that off. So if you feel where the little screen is on here, you'll be able to feel it. It's kind of slick plastic or slick, it's not glass, but slick plastic. That is the screen. If you're looking at it where that is facing up, starting on the left side, you have a micro USB port to charge the power bank. Then in the middle, you have a USB type C. And then on the right, you have a single USB A. So back when I sold these the first time, you only got the two USB-As, and you got a chart to be able to charge the power bank with a micro USB. So that's all you had back then, but they did upgrade it. They did, like I mentioned, they upgraded the design, the way it works a little bit. And so this time they actually added on a USB-C, which is nice. And they, you can charge it with the USB-C, or you can charge it with the micro USB, whichever one you want. And they still have where two ports, so you can charge two devices at one time. It's just now you have a USB-C and a standard USB rather than two standard USBs. And then back then, you could only charge it with a micro USB. Now you can charge it with a micro USB and a USB-C. Now, if they had asked me, I would say put two USB-Cs and a standard USB and just get rid of the micro USB completely. But there are some people out there maybe that still use micro USB, just getting very few and far between. Now, right below each one of the ports, there is going to be a Braille raised dot. And it's not Braille because it doesn't mean Braille, like it's not a Braille letter. It's just basically a raised dot. So right below the micro USB, on the bottom of the power bank is going to be a single raised dot for one. Right below the USB-C port, there's going to be two raised dots for two. And right below the USB-A port, there's going to be three raised dots for three. So one, two, three. So no Braille letters. It's not saying, you know, A for USB-A and C for USB-C and that kind of thing. I guess under the USB-C, you could look at that as a Braille C because it is a one and a four dot. I don't think they intended that. I think they just probably got lucky. But you could say that's C for USB-C. But under the standard USB port, it's like a one, a four, and it would be a seven dot if that existed in Braille. So that doesn't exist in Braille, so that's why I don't think that they meant it to be Braille. It's just basically one, two, and three. And yeah, so the dots are actually going across rather than down, so it's not a full Braille cell unless you maybe like turned it on its side, and then you would have like underneath the USB-A port, it would be like an L. And underneath the USB-C port, it would be a B. And underneath the USB or micro USB port, it would be an A. So that doesn't make sense either. A, B, L. Yeah. So it's really meant just to be one, two, and three. That's the way I feel. So those are the ports. You, like I mentioned, you can charge two devices at one time with the USB-A and the USB-C port. And they do give you both ways to actually charge. So two inputs, basically micro USB and USB-C, and then two outputs, USB-C and standard USB-A. Now on the left side of the power bank, to the left side of the micro USB port, running on the left side, there is the button. And that button is going to give you the tones. Okay, it's also vibrating at the same time it's giving me tones. Another thing they did change with the new design, and it's kind of fun. I'll put the old interview up that I think it was Blind Abilities did with me back in 2016, so you can hear me talking about that old one just for fun. I will put that in the newsletter. I'm not going to put it up on the website, but it's just kind of a fun thing. But anyway, back on the first power bank that they sold, or that I sold that was accessible, it was either vibrate or, I think it was either beep and vibrate or just vibrate. But I don't remember them allowing you to actually go from beep only to vibrate only to beep and vibrate. So I think that's another thing they changed. I don't still have one of those old accessible power banks, and I can't remember if you could do those three things. I just out of memory, and I'm sure somebody will correct me on this if I'm wrong. I think you could just do beep and vibrate or just vibrate. But on this one, if you hold the button down, it will change and cycle between the three modes. So if you are on beep and vibrate, and I hold the button down, now it's just vibrate. Okay, so now if I press the button, vibrating twice. I don't know if you guys can hear that. So there, it's vibrating twice. So that's telling me I have approximately 50% left. So basically, one beep is going to be 0 to 25%, two beeps, 25 to 50%, three beeps, 50 to 75%, four beeps, 75 to 100%. So you might have, if you do get two beeps, you might have 50%, you might have 60%, you might have 70%, you know, so it's just a guesstimate. Basically, like I said, it's better than nothing. It's not going to be pinpoint accurate. It's not going to say, okay, you have, you know, 57% left. You basically get 0 to 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, and 75 to 100. Now, if you press this and it beeps one time, I'm going to recommend you charge it up. Don't take a chance. Don't go out with it just beeping one time and hoping that it has 25% left. When it beeps one time, you need to just go ahead and charge it up. That's the way I look at it. Unless you're at home, you just want to see how long it'll go. But if you're getting ready to go out somewhere, getting ready to go on a trip, whatever, if it beeps once, definitely charge it up. I always recommend plugging these in overnight, letting them charge while you sleep. Get up in the morning, they're going to be fully charged. I would say the 10,000, depending on the wall charger you're charging from, I would say definitely 3 to 4 hours. I would say on the 20,000, again, depending on the wall charger you're charging it from, I would say 7 to 8 hours just to be on the safe side. Now, if you're charging this from a 100-watt wall charger, then you probably charge a 10,000 in 3 hours and probably charge 20,000 in 4 to 5 hours. But anyway, just plug it in overnight, guys. Let it charge overnight. Take it off in the morning. You'll be good to go, and that way you'll know it's fully charged. Okay, now if I hold the button down again on here, it's going to just the beep mode. So now if I just press it, it's beeping with no vibrating. Now, if you are somebody that doesn't need the vibration and all you need is the beep, then I recommend just using the beep because that's going to save you a little bit of battery. When it's vibrating and beeping, it's going to take up a little more battery because it's doing the vibrations. Same thing with if you just want the vibrate, you don't want the beeps. Well, just put it on vibrate then, and that'll save a little battery as well because that way it's not beeping, it's just vibrating and whatever. So if you're going someplace in a quiet environment, then you definitely want to put it on the vibrating mode, like church or something. If you're going someplace where it really doesn't matter, you can put it on the beep mode and so on. And then if you press the button again and hold it in, then it goes back to beep and vibrate. So now if I press it once, now it's beeping and vibrating at the same time. So that's the way you can cycle around through the different modes. So you've got beep and vibrate, you've got vibrate only, and you've got beep only, and then back around to beep and vibrate. Okay, another really cool thing about this power bank, and this is something I really liked with the other one, is that you can, when you plug it in to charge, it will actually beep at you to let you know that it's charging. Okay, and there's also something else I want to check real fast because this was a feature that they had on the old one, and I forgot to check this to see if they actually carried this over to the new one. Okay, they did. This is another cool deal. So on the USB-A port on the power bank, it has a special port that will allow you to plug your USB-A into this any direction you want, and it's going to work. So with all the other USB ports out there in the world, guys, the USB-A ports, there is only one way your USB-A will plug into it. Go try it. Go get your computer, take a USB end, the USB-A end, try to plug it in one way, and then try to plug it in the other way. It will only go in one way. Well, with this, they actually made it so the USB-A will plug in either direction. So I can plug it in, goes in just fine, pull it out, turn it 180 degrees, plug it in again, and it goes in just fine. So that is a cool feature that they had on the old ones, and I'm glad to see that they did carry it over to the new ones. Now, of course, the USB-C port is already bi-directional, so that one didn't have to be anything special, but the USB-A port is a special bi-directional port that they added, so that's pretty neat. All right, so let me show you what this does when you plug it into charge. So let me grab my USB-C cord here. Now, they do give you a C to C cable in the package. It's not super long, but it's, I would say, a couple feet long, maybe. Let me just double check that. I'll tell you guys wrong on this. Okay, so the USB to USB is actually about a little over a foot. So it's a little over a foot long, nothing super long, but, you know, definitely, you know, be fine for plugging in a device that you have close to your battery. But it is C to C. Now, you do not get the wall charger because nobody gives you those anymore. And you can thank Apple for that. So you will need to use your own wall charger or grab one somewhere, whatever. But if you want to charge this C to C, then you'll need to have a USB-C wall charger or a charging station. We've got some great charging stations on the store that you can get from us that have USB-C ports, USB ports, and three-prong outlets. So if you need one of those, we've got some great ones. We've got some that just have USB-C ports and a couple USB ports. And we've got all kinds of different variety of charging stations and surge protectors and things. So check those out on the store. And but if you want to charge it USB to USB-C, then you can use your own USB to USB-C cable, and you can still plug it in and charge it with your standard USB wall charger as long as you have a USB to USB-C cable. And or if you want to charge it micro USB, you can just use your VictorStream charger cable from your second gen or first gen VictorStream, or any other device that you use a micro USB for. You can use your own cable and you can charge this power bank up with that. But what they give you is a C to C and no wall charger. Okay, so I've got my C cable here and I'm going to plug it into the middle port, which is the USB-C port. Now that is a bi-directional port. It'll charge the power bank and it will charge things from the power bank. So I'm gonna plug it in and this is what you're gonna hear. Okay, that is what you hear when you charge the power bank. So now you know the power bank is charging because it gave you all of those tones and vibrations and all that good stuff. So now you know it's charging. And while it's charging, you can press the button. This is another thing I think they upgraded or fixed because I don't believe you could press the button while the old one was charging. And it would tell you, but this one you can. I don't know, again, I can't remember back, but for some reason I don't think you could. But this one, while it's charging, you can press the button on the side. And it's going to tell you how much battery it has while it's actually plugged in and charging. Okay, so that's pretty cool there. That way, if you're charging it up, you've got to go somewhere. You can press the button if it's, you know, you see what it is before you pull it off the charger. All right, so that is what you get when you are charging the power bank. Now let me show you what you get when you connect the power bank to something that you want to charge. So I've got my iPhone here, and let me get my C to C cable. And I'm going to plug one end into the power bank. and I'm going to plug the other end into my iPhone. Now, my iPhone is a 15 Pro, so it does have the USB-C port on the bottom. So this is what you get when you go to charge a device with the power bank. You get the charging tone on your device, and then you also get those tones on the power bank. So you get tones on the power bank when you're charging a device from the power bank, and you get tones on the power bank when you're charging the power bank from a charger. So that's pretty cool there. And then, of course, you can go to your device and look up the top and see how, you know, how much it's charging. I will tell you, these new ones, these new updated models, they do charge your device very, very quickly. I was very impressed with the speed of charging from the power bank to the device, charging up your device. So very impressed with that. So that is that's very cool there. All right, so that basically goes over the power bank. It goes over all the tones and everything that you guys need to know about this power bank. The old ones did come with a little carry pouch. These new ones do not. So you do not get the cool little velvety carry pouch, unfortunately. That's just the way it is. But they do at least give you a cable. And yeah, so let me just make sure. Yep, no velvety power carry pouch. But yeah, guys, really enjoying the new model. I like the fact that it charges your devices quicker. I do like the fact it has USB-C now. I do like the fact it has the three different modes instead of just the two modes, unless I'm just remembering that wrong. And of course, you still get the reversible USB-A port, which is nice. And I was going to show you guys what I mean. Let me grab this other cable real fast. Okay, so I've got a standard USB cable here, USB to Lightning, and I'm going to plug this into the power bank one way. And then I'm going to grab my device. So we're going to do a pair of Apple AirPods that charge with Lightning. Okay, so I'm going to plug this in to my AirPods with the USB plugged in one way on the power bank. There's my tone for charging my AirPods. And then now, if you plug, oh, there it is, okay. And there's the power bank. Now, if for some reason you plug a cable into a device to charge from the power bank, it doesn't start charging, press the button on the side and it will start charging. But most devices should automatically start charging when you plug it in. But if they don't, just press that button on the side once, you'll be good to go. Okay, so that is with the USB plugged in one way. Now I'm gonna unplug the standard USB from the power bank and I'm gonna flip it around 180 degrees. Every other cable would not let me do this. Flip it around 180 degrees, plug it into the power bank now. Wait for everything to catch up. And there it is. And now it's charging that way. So that is very cool because that way you get it 100% of the time, every time 100% on the standard USB-A port. The only port on here that is only going to let you plug it in one way is the micro USB port to charge the power bank. And if I have a micro USB cable here, I can tell you which way the dots on the prongs need to go. Let me see real fast if I have one. Because there are prongs on a micro USB cable, and those prongs will have to go a certain direction. Let me see if I have a micro USB cable around here. I don't keep a lot of those anymore. Nope. That's not one. Okay, I might not have one. Let's see. Is this one? Okay, that is, no, that's Lightning. Okay, let's do this. Let me go. I know I've got one back here, so I'm gonna take this back here. So this way I can tell you guys at least which way the prongs go if you are going to use a micro USB cable. I have to go back here into my cord stash. And let me grab one. So I'm going to set this down real fast. Is this micro? No. I just saw one the other day. Okay, here we go. Micro USB. Okay, so if you're looking at it with the screen of the power bank is facing up and the button is on the left side to the left of the micro USB port, the prongs are going to go down toward the single raised dot at the bottom of the charger, right below it. Right below the micro USB port, there's the single raised dot. The prongs are going to go towards that. So that will tell you if you do want to use micro USB, just plug it in where the prongs go down toward that raised dot below it. And that way you know that it's plugged in correctly. So, all right, guys. So these are brand new in the box. You get a choice between $10,000 or $20,000. And so far, I've been very pleased with the updates, and I'm glad that they did fix the issues, at least from what I can tell so far. Those are all fixed, and I know everybody is going to be super happy that we are selling these. I know probably some of you guys have already got them from other people in the community. I'm not going to mention names, but you know, I know they've been selling them for a while. But I will tell you, our price is going to be better than anybody's out there as far as selling these. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is going to be harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is going to be 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time. Voice notes, pause, button.